Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster, bringing you the news from the Sun City Independent and coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Sun Sounds is a member-supported service. And I'd also like to remind you that if you miss an article or a program, you can listen to it whenever you want by getting it on demand. Go to sunsounds.org and click Broadcast Info and Audio. Okay, now to the front page of the Sun City Independent. Planning for Future Water Use by Jennifer Jimenez and Rusty Bradshaw. As the Northwest Valley, along with the rest of Arizona, continues to feel the effects of ongoing drought, state and area leaders are recognizing the need to make plans for the future. While they look forward to a future state water management plan, RCSC officials continue on a plan agreed upon several years ago with the Arizona Department of Water Resources. When Viewpoint Lake developed leaks, ADWR officials laid down specific water use reduction requirements. These included upgrading irrigation systems on the rec center's 8 golf courses. The required work has been completed. Joylyn Higgins, RCSC Communications and Marketing Coordinator, stated in an email. RCSC officials also included turf reduction when the lakes 10433 West Talisman Road and Willow on Boswell Boulevard courses were renovated. Plans have been completed for additional turf reduction. However, it is not currently planned financially, Ms. Higgins said. Looking back to the year 1970, there were 1.8 million people in Maricopa County, and in the year 2000, that number jumped to 5 million. In 2050, it is projected the population will surge to 16 million. With those numbers, RCSC West General Manager Bill Schwein said important questions arise having to do with water. Specifically, golf course irrigation is what we are talking about today, and how the groundwater supply is going to affect us and the 7 courses we manage, he said during a January meeting. We are part of a golf course mecca, and they are here to stay, so it is our plan to take care of our infrastructure and investments and let you know you are in a good place. Sun City West is allocated 4,000 acre-feet of water per acre to keep the golf courses green and playable, according to Natalie Mast, Arizona Department of Water Resources Program Manager for Management Plans. She was on hand at the January 17th meeting to help educate the community on the water issue. RCSC has combined water rights for its properties, according to Ms. Higgins. She did not provide RCSC's water allotment amount, saying the information was available through ADWR. Beyond golf courses, RCSC officials encourage water conservation to its members, including a monthly article in its Sun Views publication. According to Ms. Higgins, RCSC officials are also addressing conservation in its facilities. Low-flow toilets, etc., are being installed as fixtures are being replaced. Irrigation is routinely monitored and adjusted as necessary, Ms. Higgins stated. ADWR has responsibility for a broad range of different types of water across the state, with the goal of controlling groundwater depletion across Arizona to ensure long-term viability. 5 active management areas exist in the state, with Sun City West and Sun City existing in the Phoenix AMA. The guiding principle in the development of the plan is to reduce withdrawal of groundwater to move closer to safe yield. These plans contain mandatory conservation programs for the largest water users in each AMA, with one being Turf Golf Course, Ms. Mass said. The programs contain regulation requirements, conservation targets, as well as compliance and flexibility provisions. The allotment-based program sets a cap on total use, and the individual can choose how they use the facility to stay in that limit. A fifth management plan is now in the works with ADWR, according to Ms. Mast. A public hearing for the Phoenix AMA fourth management plan is 1 p.m. Monday, February 10th, at the Arizona Department of Water Resources. We need to start thinking about what those plans may look like and make small incremental changes and realize we are going to need to make bigger swings on the conservation side of these plans, she said. We are looking for engagement from the community to find areas where there can be increased conservation balance and practicality. Todd Patty, RCSCW Environmental Services Manager, explained each golf course in the community has its own water rights, but each one is limited to how much they can use. Other options for unused water include leasing or selling, he added. Echo Mesa Executive Golf Course has 110 acres of turf, and we plan to change a lot of that area on the course that does not come into play. We have identified areas we can take grass out and convert over to desert. This also includes changes to Grandview, Pebble Brook, and Stardust. As a part of the fifth management plan, the oldest courses in the community will have to be addressed as there will be reductions in use, and that will not be enough to water all the turf on the courses within the community. But Mr. Patty encouraged members the courses will look different but remain playable. Sun City West governing board member Tom Hurley asked specifically about what that means as far as the look of each course. It means removing turf and putting down quarter-inch minus granite, and putting in low water use plants and materials such as sage bushes, yucca, and trees, Mr. Patty said. It will look attractive, and we are not going to have to waste areas. Ms. Schwein reassured the community based on the numbers provided by Ms. Mast on the fourth management plan, if in fact it is limited to 4.75 planted acres per hole, the RCSC West golf courses are well below that. Well, that's good. New rules for alcohol is the next article. Clubs may not have BYOB option any longer, by Rusty Bradshaw. Recreation centers and sanctioned club officials in the Sun Cities will have to take a different approach to some of their events that include alcohol. Some clubs host events in which attendees can and are encouraged to bring their own alcoholic beverages, but that will not be allowed under new rules laid down by the Arizona Department of Liquor Licenses and Control, according to Mark Saul, an attorney with Carpenter Hazelwood. The liquor department officials have changed their mind twice on this in the past few years, Mr. Saul said during a January 10th presentation to the RCSCW board. Liquor department officials now rule that non-businesses, an HOA, association, or sanctioned club cannot have BYOB at events under four specific circumstances. These are, if food and beverages are sold, entertainment is provided, a membership fee or coverage is required for event admission, or a minimum purchase or rental requirement for goods and services is charged. RCSC officials are aware of the situation and are researching its ramifications. According to Joylyn Higgins, RCSC Communications and Marketing Coordinator, This issue is currently being reviewed, and our CSC is not prepared to make a statement at this time, she stated in an email. Bill Schwein, our CSCW general manager, reported to the board during its January 23rd meeting that rec centers, officials, and clubs will operate as they have without making any changes for the time being. Mr. Saul said associations do not fit well within the existing statutory framework. He also said it is possible for club or association officers to obtain temporary Series 15 liquor licenses for events that allow alcohol. However, state law requires an organization to have a 501(c)(3) status to get a Series 15 license. ALLC officials believe whether a club or association could allow alcohol at events depends on the circumstances and varies from association to association, according to a written advisory by John Coca, ALLC director, dated August 13, 2019. He also stated it is important for association officials to stay abreast of the law. Title IV liquor laws are regularly amended, and this advisory references statutes and rules in effect on the above date, Mr. Coca stated. Changes to statutes and rules might affect the citations herein or the analysis. He added, department officials will review any event where alcohol consumption is allowed on association property to determine if the unique circumstances meet one of the four criteria. It is up to each association to seek independent legal advice regarding whether a planned event will satisfy one of the criteria. Spectrum Association Management of Phoenix Company officials advise association leaders to err on the side of caution. Spectrum's counsel is to never allow alcoholic community events, officials stated on their website. The risks far outweigh the benefit. Spectrum officials believe designating an event as BYOB could lessen the risk because that means the association is not providing the alcohol. But that may be clouded by the latest ALLC interpretation of the law and rules, according to Mr. Saul. Spectrum officials suggest if events do include alcohol, that association officials take steps to lessen the risk. These steps could include establishing a two-drink limit, serving or allowing only beer and wine, ensuring that the premises are safe, restricting the event to those of legal drinking age, refraining from serving a visibly intoxicated person, and stopping alcohol service in advance of the event's ending time. And again, that article was by Rusty Bradshaw. Sun City Hikers pack Palm Brook Country Club for annual banquet. Awards presented and plans reviewed by Art Uenica. The Sun City Hikers packed Palm Brook Country Club for their 43rd annual banquet with more than 120 hikers and guests in attendance, themed Happy Trails to You in 2020. The banquet saw attendees enjoy an evening of entertainment, good food, and camaraderie. Club President Beth Smith spoke fondly of her experiences leading the club for the past 4 years. I really enjoy events such as this, where I can publicly recognize our members and their special accomplishments, she said. Sun City members are like family to me. Receiving special recognition at the banquet was Cesar Rodriguez, the hiker of the year. Mr. Rodriguez went on more hikes than any other member, and is popular with the other hikers. Other recognitions included Debbie Frank for being the top C hiker. For the B hike and A hike categories, Mr. Rodriguez also won top honors. Guest speaker was local adventurer, author, and engineer Charles Liu. He talked about his international hikes, but his focus was tales of happy trails in and around Phoenix. His most recent book is 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Phoenix. Of note, Mr. Liu was married to his wife, Kelly, atop Flatiron Peak in the Superstition Mountains, complete with wedding regalia. The Sun City Hikers is a non-chartered club, and membership is open to anyone 55+. To learn how to become a member, visit suncityhikers.org. Next, Sun City's Museum Looking for Experienced Exhibit Planner. Gallery offers more exhibit space. This is by Edson Allen, special to The Independent. The new gallery at the Del Webb Sun Cities Museum provides additional exhibit space as well as meeting space. The challenge for museum officials now is how best to use the gallery to full advantage for both purposes. Movable display panels seem to be the answer, and museum officials are looking for a volunteer with knowledge of vendors and the most flexible types of panels for use in a multi-purpose museum gallery. The goal is to find a way for the gallery to use more than just the walls for displays and do it in a manner that allows the space to be easily filled with chairs when meetings are conducted. Experience developing interactive exhibits is another need. For instance, the Selling Sun City to America display contains the story of a promotional song, Wake Up and Live in Sun City. A recording exists, and it would be fun for visitors to be able to listen to it if a simple play-on-demand device could be found. Museum archives hold some 3,500 historic photos, and these could be grouped in various ways to create short slideshows to be played by interested visitors on the various monitors within the museum. Many opportunities exist for a retiree with exhibit experience who would like to help make this small museum even more fabulous, not only for its varied content, but for its creative presentation as well. Contact the museum office to learn more about this unique volunteer opportunity. Owned and operated by the Sun Cities Area Historical Society, the museum recently expanded and added a 700-square-foot gallery. The museum is open from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as well as 1 to 4 on Sunday through February. Sun City Tax Aid help is available. Volunteers begin filing February 3rd. This is by Hugh Duncan. Free income tax preparation at the Sun City Community Assistance Network Office, or CAN, has always been first come, first served. That will change when the tax season officially begins Monday, February 3rd, for the AARP Tax Aid Program at Sun City CAN. This resulted in long lines and long wait times last year. This year, however, for the first time, appointments are available on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Monday and Tuesday will continue to be first come, first served. Fridays are devoted to property tax credit applications. Appointments are available to people older than 80 years with adjusted gross income of $25,000 for singles and $35,000 for couples. Other qualifiers are those who are disabled, wheelchair, oxygen, etc., and full-time caregivers. To schedule an appointment, call 623-234-4964 or stop in at the Sun City CAN office. Moving on to the next, we have a profile, and this is for This Company Can See the Forest for the Trees, And the name of the profile is Juan Nunez. He's 35. His business is AZ Tree and Hardscape Company. And the town or neighborhood he's in is Surprise. His personal background: I'm a proud father of a 15-year-old boy. I enjoy growing as a person and expanding any way I can. Next, professional background. I started this business more than 7 years ago. Since then, I have made it the strong company it is today, enough that we are expanding beyond what I thought was possible. What I do: I'm an arborist and hardscape specialist. What I like most about doing business here: I like the people and the atmosphere. Everyone is so supportive of each other. Previous occupation and why I left: I worked for another tree company and I left to start my own. Changes I'd like to see in the area: I like this area how it is. That's why I live here and run my business here. What am I promoting? Proper tree care and all hardscape needs. What I'm excited about and why: I'm excited to be expanding my company because it offers new challenges in the new year. Favorite community cause and why: Surprise Police Department and Sheriff's Posse of Sun City West, because they protect our community. When and why I started my business here: I started in 2013 because I saw potential to help people get the proper tree care. Where I came from and why I left: I came from Glendale, Arizona, and I moved here in 2005. Two people that inspire me are Paul and Lori Tone of Farmers Insurance, because of their determination and great friendship. My guiding philosophy is: your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. And my advice for today's youth: enjoy the little things rather than enjoying the screen time. That sounds like good advice. Next article: the Arrowhead campus schedules vascular screening event. Portable assessments are also available, by Keith Jones. Abrazo Health is offering a fast, low-cost vascular risk assessment program that provides information about an individual's heart rhythm, neck and leg circulation, blood pressure, and fitness following an exam that takes 10 minutes. AngioScreen Vascular Risk Assessment will be offered 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Thursday, February 6th, in the Palo Verde Room at the Abrazo Arrowhead campus. Screening can help identify potential circulatory problems such as peripheral artery disease, a narrowing of arteries that can lead to coronary artery disease, heart attack, or stroke. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women in the United States, and about 90% of middle-aged people and more than 74% of young adults have one or more risk factors, according to the NIH. The assessment costs $59, and our screening events have been very popular. It's a quick way to learn whether there is a health risk that should be discussed with your personal physician, says Nancy Williams Boyle, MSN, RN, and Abrazo Health Community Outreach Nurse. Abrazo has been offering AngioScreen at events in its hospitals across the valley. David Pierce of Glendale traveled to Abrazo's Scottsdale campus for a screening in January. "This is very helpful insight. I thought it was quick, simple, and very informative. The nurse explained a lot to me and maybe some things I need to look at or changes to consider to better my health. Everybody was friendly. Everybody was courteous. It was quick, unstressful, and easy." The screening is not covered by Medicare or most health insurances, but is accepted by most FSA and HSA plans. Abrazzo representatives also are contacting employers to gauge interest in whether the low-cost exams may make sense for employee wellness programs or health fairs. Those interested in a screening can register online or call the Abrazzo Nurse Concierge at 888-602-3648. And additional dates and locations will be updated on abrazzohealth.com. One more quick article. New Life Center to Instruct Law Enforcement by Ivana Morales. The New Life Center in Goodyear, one of the largest domestic violence shelters in the country, was awarded a contract through the state to coordinate and administer sexual assault investigation training for law enforcement, sex crimes investigators, and prosecutors. The training, which began in October, is the only statewide project of this scope and spans across the western, northern, and central and southeastern regions of the state. It will soon be available to all counties in Arizona. To launch the training, center officials enlisted the help of subject matter experts across different disciplines, including detectives, attorneys, and therapists, to ensure the program emphasized the importance of a trauma-informed approach when investigating sensitive cases. Well, we've run out of time again today. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster bringing to you the Sun City News from Sun Sounds of Arizona.